Katie Dalton, President of NUS Wales. We have to start with the demonstration in London and unfortunately the scenes that we saw all over Sky News and BBC News yesterday. NUS President back in England, Aaron Porter, has said that students have lost a lot of public sympathy. What's your take on the situation?
That is a massive concern because actually 50,000 people marched through the streets of London making really clear points and with some really serious messages about devastating cuts to the sector and the risk of higher tuition fees. And this could be overshadowed by the disgraceful behaviour of just a few. But I think it's important that we do talk about the positives, that 50,000 people felt so strongly about this issue that they travelled all the way from Scotland, from Wales, from the north of England to come to this demo and to make their voices heard to the Welsh MPs and Scottish MPs from the nations, as well as those from England in Westminster.
And were you impressed with the turnout of students from Wales?
Absolutely. We had about 2,000 from Wales, 200 from Bangor, so far away they set off at 4 in the morning. But they're so committed to this cause. They certainly don't want to see fees go up to £9,000. Many have said that they would not be in university if fees had been at that rate. Because although people are saying this is debt after you graduate, people are debt averse. People just cannot get their heads around getting £40,000 worth of debt before they even start their working life. It's absolutely disgraceful that the government are proposing this.